Hey guys, just a quick PSA. Just so you know, the thing we were going to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger was that he has been eyed to play Darkseid and maybe even have a cameo in Justice League. That's all, just in case you were wondering, because it kind of bothered me that we forgot. Anyway, on with the show.
Came out of it.
You know what
You're
is
not even a little bit wrong.
We were recording, and I'm going to save that
Pretty
in
accurate.
My archive files for me to use when you were like 50.
Like I'm glad. I'm ready.
Do it. Use it now.
Do it. Use it now. Put
so,
it on your Facebook.
Welcome to episode 46.
Yeah.
Crap. I already forgot. 46.
Good old Paris.
Paris.
Yeah, like the city.
John,
like that one that got, I don't know,
Hitler.
Oh no!
Didn't Hitler go into France? Just
I was about to say,
for
there's
like a hot second.
There's a lot of cities that got Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler, I barely know her. Guys, we have guys. I mean, John, we have Nathaniel on the show today.
Hey,
woo!
And that is awesome.
I'm back.
Back,
yeah,
baby.
Is back with a vengeance.
Oh.
Much like Schwarzenegger on The New Apprentice.
We will talk
is
about Arnold. We will talk about Arnold tonight.
Yeah, good.
We will.
Sounds good.
Good.
He murdered him. No, he's just kidding.
He just picked up Jonathan Crash and, like, broke his neck.
I mean,
if anyone could do it.
Come on.
If anyone could do it, right. So. We usually start out, Nathaniel, it's good to have you back. We usually,
thanks.
John, you know what? It's good to have you back, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Is it good to have
Alistair.
Me?
It's all right. It's
okay. I'll
take it.
I'll take that.
7 out of 10. Good.
Oh, that's a lot better than I thought.
Yeah. That's like, I'll still take you out.
To the ball game?
To the ball game.
Take me out to the
and
ball
then I might,
game.
Like, I don't know. Play like patty cake, but
and then be like, you know, I don't think this is for us.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a ringy situation.
We could be friends though.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't it funny how 7 out of 10 seems so much better than a grade that is 70? Someone's like, dude, that performance, that was 7 out of 10, man. You're like,
you're
hey,
like, yeah,
you're
nice.
Like, I'm down.
Thank
Somebody
you.
Says you got a 70 though. It's like, oh,
it's like, hey,
it's because you're programmed 70. From school. Like, you know, school, it's like 70 is just above failing.
Actually, I rewrote my programming.
But 5 out of 10 is still like 50.
Are you a CGI person?
The cyber chaser moving.
End it game. Anyway, so what I started to say.
Way to get really off track, like
real quick.
3 seconds. It's like way off the rails.
The thing is, John and I can do that by ourselves,
literally,
but when we have three,
it's
dude.
Bananas.
Only 3 minutes in, and we were already talking about cyber chase.
Yep, we've done it.
Episode 46. Welcome to Bite Size Lemons. This
we
is a
some Paris stuff.
We got some Paris Hitler. That's where we went wrong.
That's where we went wrong.
That was really the point.
That was where things went AWOL.
Yeah, this is a nerdy podcast where we talk about small crabs, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
and Hitler.
Apparently. So normally we roast them, toast them. So what we're going to do today is, John, you are going to toast him. Nathaniel, you're going to roast him.
Why
and
do I always get the toasted of, like, the awkward stepchild that no one
like.
Wants?
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because you wanted to toast Pikachu. That is why.
Okay, you're right.
You have brought this on yourself.
I have done this. Actually, you're not wrong because we switched there, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
All right, okay. As long as I get sunburn.
See you in 2 years.
See you in 2 years.
I'm pretty sure it's right about 2 years. Anyway, so we are going to roast and or toast. Well, you guys are. And then I am going to...
Completely neutral.
Completely neutral. So Flora
is... going to say some things that are things.
Good job, Nathaniel.
That is very true. Well done. All right, you know what?
Well, I was going to say, like, he's going to say some, like, things that are good and bad, but I was like, no, he's going to say some things, better things.
I'm going to try neutral out both of your arguments to zero.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, so, Paris.
Wait, hold on. Roast, toast. Roast, then toast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go for it.
Paris, you creepy AF, man. Like, sorry to tell you this, but the fact that you're being controlled by an evil mushroom on your back is kind of nightmare fuel. Also, I don't even know what you are in the first place. Like, why are you a weird land crab? What is this? Where did this come from?
You ain't got no water around you, girl.
What are you? Sincerely, the entire world.
Wow.
You didn't even get in a Lola form. Hashtag lame.
Hashtag probably for the best, I would have cried.
That's true.
I'm so neutral. I'm neutral. Anyway. I'm neutral.
Oh, all right, yeah. John.
You've been roasted.
Give that toast.
Yeah, you've been roasted.
Ben roasted.
Okay, so now...
Who's Ben roasted?
Ben roasted.
Ben roast him? Barely know him.
All right, so I just turned into a sprinkler system, apparently.
So you're toasting.
Paris, look at your cute little mandibles. Your eyes that are not death spheres yet. Look at your natural-looking body that doesn't look like my face did in middle school, like your evolution does. giant zit. That is what he is. but Paris, you don't look like that yet. You have the potential to become something disgusting. But right now, you're fine. You're just being mind-controlled by a couple mushrooms. And those mushrooms know what they want, and they have,
the mushroom knows what it wants.
Yeah, they have taken upon themselves to use you as a catalyst. And that makes you a prime catalyst, because the mushrooms chose you.
That's a pretty good argument, actually.
The mushrooms indeed did choose the Paris. Out there chose you, Paris.
Yeah. The mushrooms that are controlling and eating away at your brain.
You have been toasted.
You have been toasted.
So, Paris, you are a crab. You are orange.
Yep.
Very orange.
You are a poison grass type. Yep. You're a first generation Pokemon.
You've been neutral.
You've been absolutely neutral.
Got it.
Your stats are.
They are.
Is Parasect even, like, a really good...
No. Parasect is garbage.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's true. I mean, I guess we don't have to be nice to Parasect yet, because, yeah, no.
Oh, Parasect
is... You know what? I'm still roasting, so I'm free to say this. Parasect and Paras are both actually just trash Pokemon.
Wow.
Their stats are awful.
I think they... Yeah.
Poison
I think
Grass is not really good typing.
I think they are what they are.
Exactly.
I think they're wonderful specimens of the Lord.
the Lord being Arceus?
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, you know what?
Jesus?
You know, very nice. You know what else? You know, you asked what we're drinking. Nothing.
Nothing.
Drinks occurred.
John and I were both, like, closing in on the recording time where I was going later and later, and John was like, I have to go earlier. So now here we are.
Here we are in the
middle. Zero drinks.
Without drinks.
On the in-between.
Nathaniel?
You can drink my tears out of the sadness of not having drinks.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Or I could drink this ukulele.
You could try.
All right.
I mean, honestly, I kind of like to see... Oh, he's actually...
That was amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, John actually drank that entire ukulele.
Round of applause. Shark bait, hoo-ha. You owe me a ukulele.
All right, yeah.
keep the change.
All right, sounds good. S'mores Girl Scout cookies, though.
Oh my gosh. I bought five boxes of lemonades. I went and saw my dealer.
Dude, nice. That's my jam. Lemonade.
I like lemonades. I like thanks a lot, and I like s'mores.
Dude, thanks a lot.
I like the peanut butter ones.
Don't talk about peanut butter in here. Ruined. All right, you know what? That's it. We're done.
Toasted
the
peanuts? All right,
Pokemon book.
We are going to have a reading from our holy book, the essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD. Raise your hand if you'd like to have a guess. John?
I would. Teacher, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What would... do?
Oh, my. You want me to sensory that out?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Nathaniel, do you have any guesses?
What would Pikachu do? That's the question, correct?
Is that the final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
What?
Wow.
What? Sorry, guys. I'm just, again, I'm a superior being.
I was about to say.
We established it last time, and I can't hold back.
What?
All right. You have to, I'm going to read a quote from the... Hey! From the... Hey, speaking of which, I did a remix for that on my YouTube channel. Check it out. I'm going to read something from the Pokemon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last 30 seconds, if you want to know what the bite-sized lemons are about,
that's pretty much it.
That is the,
you know, it's,
the podcast in a nutshell.
One thing really disappointed me about that.
What?
The Grammys just finished, because that would have been...
Right? Adele would have literally cried.
Yeah.
Adele?
Hello?
Would have cried.
It's
and
me.
And then Kanye would have gotten up and interrupted her and been like, yo...
Taylor Swift.
Bite-sized lemon.
Stop crying. BSL. Best podcast of all time. I'm going to let you finish, go on. But
I was like laying down. I think I was going to sleep. And I saw a planet like in my dream that had the letters BSL. Like,
I think generally that means you were already asleep.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did you...
Either that or he's like connecting with his evil twin who's across space and time.
Ooh.
And he's like... Lord of, I don't know, bite-sized lemons empire.
Huh?
Labeled
the evil twin.
Oh!
If you're the evil twin, that other guy, he must be a really, really good guy.
It's pretty swell, I guess. Or maybe he's equally as, like, good and evil.
Maybe there's triplets, and you're the neutral one.
The neutral one.
Or you're not like
circle.
Yeah,
this is why the roasting, toasting, and the neutral.
Exactly. So you're not like going out and planting a forest every day, but you're also not burning down a forest every day. No forest.
I'm just kind of gently treading on grass.
A forest.
Like,
yeah.
The grass is there. I appreciate it, but I'm not going to do anything for it.
Right. Or to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So speaking of grass. Not at all.
Segway back to the Pokemon book.
So,
Colorado, am I right?
Our reading. Oh boy, our reading of the essential Pokemon Book of Joy. What would Pikachu do? Excuse me.
Good.
If I edited this show, I would have redone it and gone back and edited it, but I don't anymore. So I'm gonna say this quote, and you have to tell me who said it. And we're gonna go 1, 2, 3. Name.
Okay.
All right, both of you. I want Pikachu to be the best Pokemon it can possibly be. 1, 2, 3.
Regigigas.
It is Regigigas.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry. Ash.
Oh.
Sorry.
They're spelled very similarly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, you just put them right next to each other, and then you just...
You can't tell
it's
them apart.
It's a mirror image kind of thing. You're
it's like this, this...
We were just talking about evil twins. Dystopia. I'm not sure which one's the real one.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know...
Ash and Regigigas. Basically the same thing.
The say them again.
Ash, Regigigas.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh.
Anyway, they said that he wants his Pikachu to be the best version of itself that it can be. You know how you do
Ash
that?
Pikachu
being a Raichu.
Yeah, being a Raichu.
Okay.
High fives.
I am being singled out.
Send
help.
I
as long as it's not like, I don't know, somebody who's dumb.
Your evil twin.
My evil twin.
Your evil triplet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do now? We're going to do some sweet news wedge.
My beard feels weird on this microphone.
Yes, it does.
This is the closest I've ever been to a microphone while recording.
I mean, you are on a rolling chair, John.
I was about to say.
If you're too close, you can...
No, but it's like,
back,
most of the time I have to use like a mic bib.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
So, Valve
the company, big announcement, is working on 3 full VR games. Okay.
Are any of them Half-Life 3?
No. Yeah,
Portal 3? No. Left 4 Dead 3?
Nope.
All three of those new would stuff? Be great.
Or what is
yes.
It? Okay, that's...
Okay, well, that's... I mean, we thought bad stuff was going to come from when Left 4 Dead came out, and I love those games.
That's true. They are pretty great.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with that, because Valve always does things right. Like, I can't think of a Valve game that was like, oh, this game is garbage.
Remember that one time that we lost Nico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That was something that they did wrong. They took Nico away from us.
I mean, Nico took himself away from us, John.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That is
true
deep.
Facts. Nico was like, I'm just going to go play games for like 9 months. Fortress Goodbye, two. Friends.
Goodbye.
Well, it was good. Like, it was good please. Having you.
You're like, Nico, come join my Japanese class.
Are you in Japanese? Oh, the Japanese culture. I was like, are you taking Japanese, the language?
That's awesome. If that's an option, I would totally take that.
You should, Gakuso.
There is Japanese over at St. Ed's.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't think there is.
You know what we have at Concordia?
Really?
We have America.
Oh.
And shoot people.
And Christianity.
And Lutheran Christianity. So... We got a little sneak peek of Avengers Infinity War.
We did. That was pretty neat.
Pretty
that
good.
Was pretty
it's
dope.
Pretty good looking.
On a scale of 1 through... That's pretty
okay,
cool.
Okay, wait. Also, real quick here, from that same trailer.
Okay.
Did not know that kid was British. That was like
Tom Holland?
Yeah. I was like, oh, Tom he's Holland, a British
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's quite British.
Did not know that at all. Like, just from the Spider-Man, or in Civil War, like, I was like...
It's good Brooklyn accent, man.
Very good accent. Yeah. I was like, this guy is clearly just regular dude, but then it was like British, and I was like...
Just regular dude.
American.
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 Just asterisk that, and then put, like, American at the bottom. Regular dude.
We should make t-shirts of Tom Holland's face that say hashtag regular dude. So, Avengers Infinity War, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy,
we've got
Spider-Man,
Rocket Raccoon. Straight up with Uzis right next to Thor. That was one of the
that's
coolest
awesome.
Thing.
That's really cool.
Pretty rad.
I was like, alright, I'm down for this.
I can't wait for Bucky to see Rocket and Groot and be like,
yeah.
What?
Arguably one of the most serious characters in the Marvel Universe, and then it's just like, also there's a giant tree man, little baby tree man, and
yeah,
a
baby
raccoon.
Groot.
God rest.
Well, okay, is he going to be adult Groot by then?
Well, no,
that kind of depends on how Guardians of the Galaxy plays.
Also, like, I thought that the thing was that they live for, like, ever.
Yeah.
The Groots do.
Yeah, the Groot.
So, like, do they... mature completely quickly, or
they mature pretty quickly. I guess it depends on how badly he's destroyed.
Oh,
he did get pretty destroyed in Guardians.
Oh, yeah, it came back from a twig,
word.
Which is like part of Groot's awesomeness that he can come back from like twigs and ash.
He's
and
tiny little baby Groot, he's so cute.
I'm pretty excited. We didn't see a lot besides directors saying it's gonna be really good, and then
we saw
a couple
set. We
saw
the Infinity Gauntlet at the end.
Yes, we did. Oh. So,
so excited.
Who are you most excited for in this film?
Mantis.
I don't know. That's a hard question, Alistair. That is a. Oh yeah, freaking Mantis. Ugh.
That's weird.
I do not like Mantis. In general, I've never liked Mantis. She freaks me out. When I first heard about Mantis being put in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I was like...
But why, though?
Yeah, really. It's kind of...
We got a little bit of new gameplay from Zelda Breath of the Wild. Did you guys see that? Some of the horse action? Some of the sniping action?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Would like to get it, except for the Nintendo Switch is sold out, like,
everywhere.
So it's just like...
So
that's Nintendo.
I just put down... I'm like $30 away from getting my Switch.
Sweet.
And so we will have a Switch for the BSL realm, and we will tell you all about it when it comes out. March
4th. Here's what we're going to say. It's Radical.
Or we're going to be like, it's all right.
Wouldn't
More
that be
likely,
like the saddest though. Thing if it was just like really disappointing?
Well.
Aww. The hype.
They switch off systems.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Like the Wii was pretty good. Wii U.
Wii U did real bad.
Again. Wii U did really bad on sales.
We have Daniel this time.
The console was like bad per se. It just didn't
have any support.
There was no games for it.
Yeah.
They're making a Zelda game now. There was like, what, one Mario game, zero Metroid, zero Star Fox until like 4 years into the console. And it's like,
at that point,
Nintendo,
you
sell consoles by giving exclusives. If you have no exclusives, why do people even...
Yeah.
It's going to happen there. Like, nothing...
I mean, by that time, people had already gone to buy PS4s and Xbox Ones.
Yep.
And
they
were like, well, this is going nowhere. And then Cool Games came out for it, and you were like, I don't care because I don't have the system.
I already sold it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I absolutely agree.
Yep.
Here's hoping to the Switch.
Yep, raise a glass.
Raise a glass to Switch.
Something you can never
take away from
unless
us.
You steal it.
Then you very much do just take it away.
You can just take.
Don't do that though. That's not cool.
That's not
Come
good.
On, man. That's not nice.
Did you gentlemen see the new Ditto collection from the Pokemon Center?
Yeah. I did. I kind of want the Ditto Jolteon just because I love the Turf face.
Oh,
it's so great.
Oh yeah. I love that. That's so good.
Awesome.
The thing
Look
is,
at them.
The evolutions are just adorable.
They're super cute.
The Pikachu, the Gengar, the Squirtle, the Charmander. All cute. Bulbasaur just looks the same.
Bulbasaur's like, hello. This is awkward.
I am
the same person.
I was pretty disappointed because I want a really derpy Bulbasaur. And it is particularly derpy. But it is not like...
doesn't look convincingly new.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Did you guys see the Lego Ninjago movie trailer?
No.
I didn't. I actually... kind of am familiar with the show from a long time ago, but I don't know. The show was okay, I guess.
They did a Lego one?
Yeah, they did it. It was on like Cartoon Network for like forever. Like
it was like it was basically like fire, water, wind,
earth.
Wind.
It was it was a lot like the Lego movie kind of where it was just like this is just Lego people but doing stuff, and I was like okay, whatever.
Speaking of Lego movies,
that was a good
Batman.
Batman.
Also, Lego Batman. I'm kind of excited for that. It looks.
Have you seen it?
I have not. Is it out?
Yeah. Came out February 10th.
Yeah, it's been out.
Have you seen it, Els?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen it either. But I hear that the comedy is based on references.
Yeah.
And
to
so
Batman references?
Either Batman references or like a bunch of like weird pop culture references. And then also it's kind of weird because... It is geared towards children, and for some reason, the Lego movies, people were like, this isn't for children anymore, because the Lego movie was a dystopian crazy world. And it was like, no, this is still for children. And,
Yeah.
I've heard people say it's the best solo Batman movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But
that
then again, people also said the Lego movie was the best movie ever made. And
It was good.
I liked it.
Best movie
but,
ever made.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't beat Life of Pi.
You know how I feel about Life of Pi. I hate Life of Pi. I think it's a great story, great book, but it should be a book.
It should continue to be a book forever.
Yeah.
This tiger on a boat doesn't make any sense when it's a physical thing.
When it's an actual thing.
Have you guys seen Oh Dear? Like
I think so.
The
it's like about an actual deer or something, right?
Well, so it's this game where you're drifting on a car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one.
So it's a driving game and you get to shift and there's a herd of deer that are in front of you.
It just happen to be extremely lined up.
Yeah. But you don't have to hit the deer. There's no scores in the game, so you get to be the one who chooses, do I hit all the deer, or do I hit no deer?
Is this you get to decide who's really a winner in your heart.
Yeah, it's for everybody. The pessimist, the optimist.
People who want to hurt deer,
the
people who do not.
The
trifecta, we're coming back around. Roasted, toasted, neutral. Theme.
Batman.
That's the theme. Did you guys see the trailer for the Teen Titans The Judas Contract?
No.
I did not.
Oh,
it
looks
heck?
Pretty radical.
Is it a movie?
It's
series?
A movie.
Probably a standalone movie, right?
Yeah, completely standalone. It looks great. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, it looks...
I mean, again, I'm completely sold on pretty much all the DC animated movies. Yep. Every one that they make is so good.
Really? Like, even with, like, the one where Batman slept with Barbara...
That one... Okay,
the Killing Joke?
Was, yeah. Parts of it were good. The part at the end where it was, like, Batman kind of squaring up with the Joker kind of got there, but, like, the first 45 minutes of that movie are just...
Yeah, I didn't actually see it, but I've heard that. I've got Killing Joke through there, the comic,
yeah, the
but...
the comic is
Or
awesome.
The novel, the graphic novel.
What is it that... The killing family or
oh like, a death in the family.
A death in the family.
So someone gave me a comic book that was called The Death of a Family. Is it Rachel? Right?
Yeah, I feel like Rachel. I remember you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel gave me something called The Death of a Family, and it's not even DC. It's
Marvel.
I think it's Vertigo. Even
it's Marvel.
Just
is
like
it Marvel?
An independent comic. Yeah.
The Hulk has his dog.
So
that's what it's about.
It has death on the front, like the Grim Reaper. And
the Hulk's like standing over a puppy, and he's like, I'm so
oh,
sad.
Oh, goodness.
Don't talk about dead puppies, John. That makes me so sad. I want dead puppies.
You know what is great? Since we haven't seen
not
the.
Dead puppies.
Debatable.
Word. God
could rest. Be good, could be bad. Neutral.
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah. That's a Pikachu,
also Pikachu?
With a surfboard in the strawberry milk sea.
Yes, it is. I bought a sticker of this, and I'm going to put it on my computer.
Can you buy a sticker of that and then put it 400 places at Concordia's Music Building?
I wish.
Oh.
I mean, you'd have to buy 400 stickers of that. I feel like one sticker cut into 400 pieces and put around would be a
jigsaw yeah. puzzle. So, go to No Oats on Facebook.
Zero Oats.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
That is my man.
Wow, my stomach went insane.
You? That is our man, Jared Bruno.
Jared Bruno.
Dude, have you... Oh my gosh.
What a guy. I just want to go and hang out with that guy and eat bagels.
That guy, he loves bagels, man.
Dude, I'm about that.
That guy is a cool guy.
Jared, come eat bagels with us, please. Hashtag shout out to Jared and his bagel and beer. Wonderful.
Anyway, he made this.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he draw it on the back of a stencil?
I don't know.
Did he write it in the middle of a train ride on the back of a napkin?
Again, I don't know.
Did he, like, did fight he free some the dudes?
Is that J.K. Rowling? No. Are you describing J.K. Rowling?
I'm describing Lincoln.
Oh.
With his Abraham beard. Lincoln.
Best
Hello.
Of all time.
Classic reference there, yep. John.
Anyway, no, it's on
I'm
Facebook.
Be a lumberjack.
You can buy this, and I did, and I think it's awesome.
I'm gonna buy that. I'm gonna put
good.
It on my chest.
Like
I'm gonna get a tattooed on your body.
On your face. If you're gonna get a tattoo, forehead, John.
Dude, some news about Chili's.
My face. What up?
Chili's lifts a permanent ban on Pam Beasley Helper.
Okay, so I've read this. I could not figure out why they actually banned her. What was it that she did that
they
were just like...
Oh, guys, come on.
Who is this?
Pam from The Office.
Oh!
So, Chili's... There was an episode of Pam getting... Oh, it's the Dundies. It's the first Dundies episode, I think. Anyway.
It's when she, like...
She gets wasted.
Yeah.
And so she passes out, and the guy's like, we took a scan of this woman's driver's license, and she is not allowed in any Chili's ever.
Good.
And so Chili's officially lifted the ban.
Good. Aww. Yeah, we go Chili's.
Lift the ban on Pam.
Lift the ban on Pam. Lift the ban on Pam. Lift the ban on Pam. Lift the band on.
So much music. Damn.
All right, we're done.
Just random music.
So much of the... I love
today.
Him. I love him. So, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
We missed his birthday by one day.
Yeah. Oh.
So, happy birthday to the man, the myth, the Pokemon, the legend.
Also, the man?
Yeah, there is a female Mewtwo, remember?
I was not born of Pokemon.
Also,
I was created.
Also... Just calling it the man in the first place is still not really accurate because he's a Pokemon and Pokemon aren't human.
That's true.
But also, I
except
think
for
the Latias. It was the movie
except
where
for
Mewtwo.
Latias, and she's like,
yeah, well, that was
I
so.
Go make out with Ash. And then Serena was like,
we're just not going to talk about that. It is like real weird and we should leave that one.
I am 10.
Around.
One of my all-time favorite things John has ever shown me. Those videos.
Oh no.
Lord, help us.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Anyway. I wonder if anybody out there is going to know what that thing
I know. I know two people who listen to this who will know what that means.
Good. I'm 10 out of 10
to those two people, we salute you.
And we are so sorry.
we are so sorry.
We talked about, we talked about Samurai Jack coming back.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear a quick list of things that are coming for the Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mario Odyssey.
Yes. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2.
Why?
Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and 2, Dragon Quest 10, Dragon Quest 11.
Word.
Elder Scrolls 5.
Nice.
Skyrim.
Is it confirmed now?
Like, yeah. It is confirmed.
Yes. It has been confirmed.
And not just using...
not just randomly using YouTube videos.
Minecraft.
Oh, good.
I like that. Well, I mean...
I don't think you understand. All of, like... the really bad fights that we had over Minecraft have ruined it for me.
Aw.
Do you remember that?
Kind of.
When I made the melon house?
I hate the melon house. The melon house was like the ugliest thing in the world.
I made
the
melon house.
Like, this is like, I had like a really nice like town. I built like cool stone walls. I'm like, this place is dope. John's like, I'm going to put a melon house in the middle of it. And I'm like, oh.
I'm so angry.
And then... that's not all that happened.
Yeah. And then...
and you went on a murderous rampage.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you did. You also killed our prisoner that was stuck in the oblivion to pillar.
There was a zombie in there, or was it a villager?
It was a villager.
Even I died during that during that altercation. The only one who didn't was Nico, because he was,
Nico was
40 feet underground.
Yeah, Nico was literally like programming like nuclear launch codes
into
Minecraft.
I never claimed to be the best king, okay? I might be prone to tyrannical rule.
Super Mario Odyssey, Super Bomberman R.
Yeah, I don't like that Bomberman game. I've seen gameplay of it. Looks really bad.
You're not into it?
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Totally neutral on that one.
I played Bomberman Hero. I played the Adventure Bomberman on the 64. Like, those still have, like, a weird special place in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like now they're like, oh, let's just recreate the first Bomberman over and 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 over again. And I'm like, why, though? You could have had, like, such really cool things. You could have put Bomberman in Smash Brothers. Like, that would have been really cool.
That would have been great.
Like,
he totally could have, like, he would have been a good character. Like,
yeah.
He totally fits the mold and all that stuff.
It's just like, I don't understand why this happened, you know?
You know what?
Ice bombs. Like, ice bombs, guys. He had ice bombs. That was awesome.
You love ice.
I do.
I feel like you could just be like, ice anything, and John would be like, 100% yes.
I'm on board.
I'm on board.
Attica.
Attica.
The Binding of Isaac, Afterbirth.
Yeah.
I like that game.
I don't like that word.
That's like that word either.
Well, because they did Rebirth, which was like, they remade the game.
Yeah. And then Afterbirth is what you're covered in when you're born.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, I mean, if you know that game's super weird and creepy and all.
Disgusting.
Like,
lots of goo.
There's a section of that game called The Womb where you fight. Yeah.
Yep. It's a thing. Yep. Have you never played through it?
Never, ever.
All right. Well,
it's a very, very dark, morose game.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting, actually. I don't care
for it. Pretty gross things in that game.
You fight all the seven deadly sins, right?
I think you can. I don't think you necessarily have to.
That's pretty
They're
cool.
They're like bosses and stuff. Well, it's full of like weird old school, like Old Testament biblical stuff that's like kind of sketchy. And then they like are like,
I'm into that. I would enjoy that.
You're playing the main character is named Isaac. And like, you can unlock other characters like
Mary.
You can find like Eve or like Cain and stuff like that.
Satan.
And it's like.
Lucifer himself.
Well, that's like a thing in the game. We can talk about this way too long, but there's like all kinds of stuff like that in the game too. Like,
dang
you will
it,
find
Mom.
Like an item that suddenly like now your character has demon horns and you're like, okay, cool, I guess.
Word.
Do extra damage, shoot tears of blood out your eyes. And it's like, this is really messed up. Anyway, Afterbirth's still not a good word for a title.
Agreed.
Just in general.
Agree.
Okay, so a couple quick other things. You got Project Sonic 2017, which is an unnamed Sonic game.
Thank God.
Boo.
Boo.
Do not care.
Splatoon 2.
What are you going to do to that game?
Nothing.
It's already like pretty much done.
It's
like,
basically DLC that comes with the game that they would just add normal DLC. They don't want to sell Splatoon for the Switch, so they're selling Splatoon 2 instead.
Fair.
That's basically it. Which makes sense. All right, super quick round. Since we were just talking about Smash Bros., who would you want to be in Smash Bros.?
Master Chief.
Oh, boy.
Done. I mean, like, they kind of... I know why he probably will never be. It's one that's a big Microsoft-like flagship.
Sure.
And there's no way that they're going to get that rights. Two, he's got guns. And they kind of don't really do guns so much.
Sure they do. Snake.
Did
you got
not
Fox.
Ever have an actual pistol.
You got
like
Falco.
But they're all like sci-fi or like,
they're all kitty kind of guns.
And Fox shoots.
Kirby
laser,
had an AK-47.
Kirby had the United States nuclear launch codes.
And then Jigglypuff had a knife. John, what about you?
I want the Giver.
Like the book?
No, the character from the book. The Giver.
The Giver.
Yeah, I would like to see him in Smash Brothers.
Fair enough. What would his power be?
It's either that or the loser's son from Gattaca.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
John coming in hot with the weirdest possible.
Some insane references, bro.
Just you'll understand if you see it.
What about you, Alistair?
Burmy himself.
So I could tar that little
just so he could play as like every other character and beat on them. I get it. Fair enough.
God, I hate Burmy. Yeah. We should have an episode dedicated to Burmy.
We could do like the hate cast. You could talk about Burmy. I can talk about Samurott. It'll be like the hate episode.
And then I'll talk about, I don't know.
You can talk about
really
like
bad professors or something.
You can talk about like Raichu or Pokemon you just really are not about.
Pikachu, Raichu,
Charizard.
Why y'all hating? Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode. It's a little short one because I was late.
And I was also leaving.
Yeah, John has to go.
That's
he has
true.
To go. He's out.
He has to go Power Rangers.
Bam, 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 bam.
So real quick before we go. Sorry, I'm going to derail this a little
bit. Wait, hold on. What is it actually? Go, go, ba na ba ba.
Power Rangers.
Is it Power
Rangers? Go, go, Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. We're robots in disguise and we're eating lemons and we like to throw up all over my Clementine.
Oh, very
actually
nice.
That's not fair.
I like that.
Okay. Sorry, I wanted to ask this real quick. How do you guys feel about the Power Rangers remake?
Meh.
I feel like we're like the target audience.
John
feels. I grew up liking Power Rangers and I just feel totally like...
See, I never grew up watching it. I got like secondhand viewing of it,
yeah,
I guess.
Right.
Kind of like me in Westworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is... It is not doing enough to entice me to go in.
Right? Like, that's kind of the way I think it's kind of working. Is unless you were, like, really, really hardcore Power Rangers.
#TJ.
I was about to say, TJ. Yeah. TJ's into it. And there's plenty of things that I'm into because...
With childhood.
I don't know if that's true. I hate a lot of things in life.
And we're out!
And on that bombshell of a note, John... Where can people find us?
On YouTube and on Facebook. And if you email us and on Podomatic.
On
Instagram.
Could I ask for you to... we are on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And my room.
Yeah, and your room.
Also,
at PSL Podcast. For a majority of those, or the Bite Size Lemons podcast.
Yeah. The BSL podcast @gmail.com.
At Twitter. At Instagram.
On Instagram. And then
Tamale Shop. Red Hot. Also, hey, shout out to Sean. Sorry for making fun of you on last episode.
Aww.
I thought it was hilarious, though.
Did he say something?
Yeah.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Aww. Hey,
but I don't even, Sean, what was it about again?
His London fog.
Oh, that was messed up, man.
Well, no.
Dude, harsh.
He said, let me see. Let me show you what he sent me. I'm going to bring this up here in a second. You ready? Here we go.
All right. The fitness gram page. Are you gonna breach
the trust here and just read it out on? Oh wow,
well, dude! No, and then you're gonna have to apologize next week.
He said, the first episode of your podcast that I listened to, you call me out by name, and I was like, I sent him a bunch of emojis, and I was like, yeah, pure gold. And he was like, more than once even. And I was like, just for you. And he was like, was it even that unreasonable for me to not know what a London fog was?
Literally not unreasonable at all.
I was like, no, not at all. Alistair chooses the weirdest drinks. Send us angry emails, blow up our Facebook. And he was like, nah, I'll show up next episode to provide the live defense. But he did it, Sean. Oh! What are you doing? I'm having to defend you. What are you doing, Sean?
You're simultaneously defending and calling him out.
Exactly. It's like a double-edged sword.
To be fair, I totally didn't know what a London fog was either, so...
To be fair...
Guess.
Cat urine and coats.
It is half cat urine...
Half trench coats.
Trench coats. That's what I was looking for. More specific than coats. Yep,
pretty much going to go with urine and cat hair and trench coats. Not necessarily in that order. I'm pretty sure you start it with like a shot of trench coats,
yeah.
Blend up the cat hair, and then you just do like a little garnish of urine on top.
Yes, the garnish. Urine garnish.
It is half Earl Grey tea.
Earl Grey.
Half steamed milk, two Boom. Pumps of vanilla, And a trench coat. So there you go.
Man, I want to get a London fog and ask them to like decorate it with a little trench coat.
Oh, Yuki.
Yeah, or you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you like a koozie that's a little trench coat.
Oh, for my London fogs?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Aww. It'll be nice.
I do love Earl Grey.
That's sweet.
He was a great musician. Earl Grey?
Yeah.
It's Earl Grey.
I'm not sure that's a real person. John just might have made that up.
Okay. All right.
Is that a real person?
Yeah, look him up, guys. It's a famous jazz musician from the 60s.
Does he also like tea?
Probably not.
Hmm. I am currently looking it up just so everybody knows.
I also like that we tried to end like three times. Like, we're still going. This is after we gave the plug party.
Earl Grey is a jazz musician from 1943.
Yeah.
He is known for wearing a trench coat and drinking cat urine.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for listening. This has been the weirdest freaking episode ever.
So weird.
If you're not doing anything for Valentine's Day,
know that the bite-sized lemon
this sucks for you. If you're not doing anything for...
Email the Bite-Sized Lemons podcast.
And we will send you a Valentine's personalized.
Yeah.
Oh,
or maybe not. But yeah,
We will. We will follow through.
Yes,
on that.
We will follow poo. Through. Sorry, poo.
Follow Jew. Back to Hitler. And we're out.
Bye guys.
Bye guys. Wait. Oh, we need a high five. All three of us.
Here, just foot five it.
Foot five it.
Yeah,
like you need to touch my foot.
Time. It's like a nice circuit. Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.